Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Little bit after five, if you're listening to us live on the Eastern Seaboard, or you know wherever the fuck the East Coast
what does
or
that
time
mean,
is.
Now the Eastern Seaboard, what is that?
It's where you board a boat to get onto the sea.
Yeah, but I mean it's like the Eastern Seaboard.
I
mean,
I really don't know.
I've heard it a fuck ton.
I don't know what the about etymology the, of the term.
What about the Western Seaboard? I don't ever hear shit about that. Never.
I don't know. That's where all the commies live.
Shit, man.
Out west.
Those Dominion voting machines.
All the pinkos.
Hey, why am I seeing people?
See more lawsuits?
From Dominion?
No. Smartmatic, the other company. That's
Yeah.
That's the competitor of Dominion. They're suing Rudy, Sidney Powell, and Fox News for $2.7 billion.
You know, the thing is,
they said their worldwide
shit
reputation is tarnished.
Yeah. The thing is, before all of this, when you would say, if you ever said Sidney Powell, I would assume you're about to say Sidney Poitier or something like that. Now I don't think that. Now I think Sidney Powell, and that fucking sucks. That is, our culture sucks. That sucks.
I'm going to release the Kraken.
Please. Don't or do, because there is no Kraken. Why are the dumb fucks on my timeline on the Book of Face posting things that they show? They see Chinese internet addresses in voting machines or something like that. IP addresses from China somewhere.
Fuck no.
I mean, I'm just saying. They're saying,
oh, that's because Mr. Pillow put out his...
Is that from the Pillow Fuck
Probably,
fuck
yeah, he put it out today. And I've got a story that he has some of the crazier highlights.
If you're that fucking dumb, then go fucking fuck yourself. Read something on your phone, anything. It might help you.
Join us on social media during the show. We check Twitter, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use our link at crabdiving.com/Amazon or the banner on the webpage, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Just gives us a couple of cents.
Yeah.
On the dollar.
Why does Mike Pillow, I'm sorry, Mike Lynn fucking Dell think
sure,
that...
I'm sure he wouldn't mind being called Mike Pillow.
Hey, Mike Pillow. Why does Mike Pillow think that he's figured it out and nobody else has figured it
out? I've got all the evidence.
What about the FBI or the CIA or anything like that, Mike?
They're in on it too. They're hired by the Chinese. Just watch.
Mike Pillow, do you see why it's crazy for me to think that you're smarter than all those people I just rattled off, that you have figured it out, Mike Pillow?
Apparently he sunk cash into, you know, putting together this like 3-hour fucking documentary or something.
You are a stupid fucker. No one is watching
his kids.
That.
His kids are going to like 5150 him or Baker Act or whatever they have in Minnesota to put people away when they're a danger to themselves, because he's blowing some of the family fortune on Dominion fantasy documentaries.
That there's a lesson to be had here. If you if you're involved with somebody like Mike Pillow and they start any of this shit, you trank dart them, put them in a room, lock the door, and keep them safe and all that shit, but no internet, no outside, nothing. They are crazy. This is a crazy person.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
with a lot of money.
What? People today, because of this fucking Mike Pillow documentary, is this why they're saying we have two presidents?
Well, probably. I'm not aware of the specific thing that the idiots on your timeline referring to, but I don't know.
Oh, I have an associate on my timeline.
One of my associates.
Yeah, and she was like, we've been played. We have two presidents. I knew it. She said I knew it somewhere in there. So I'm just saying this must
she's
be.
She's a Trumpist?
No.
A Bernie broette?
No.
She's insane?
She's a dumbest.
Ah.
I think that's the problem with a lot of these people. They're a dumbest. They're a fucking dumb fuckist. So dumb fuckist.
My pillow. My pillow. My pillow. My pillow. My pussy. My pillow. My pussy.
Trump would never use one of these. Do you think Trump would ever put his face on one of these fucking shitty pillows, these shitty fucking middle class slum pillows?
Don't give me any of the shitty pillows that Mike makes.
I hate Mike's pillows, and I hate Mike Pence's relationship with Jesus.
They're made in America.
God, are they? Are they?
I think so. Yeah.
The foam is shredded into a billion little pieces and stuck in a sack in America, and then I lay on your pillow, and then you use what you've made off making that pillow to overthrow the country in which I fucking live in. Great plan.
Let's see what the headlines are. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We pull some stories that are more cross-shaped.
Yes.
Or, you know, sickle-shaped sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Or elephant-shaped.
Yes.
Whatever religion is offending at the moment.
A lot of things are going in there. Just be aware of that.
What?
Well, cross-shaped objects.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, all kinds of stuff. So just be ready, guys.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Wee-wee.
Uh-oh. Biden pushback on stimulus Scrooges. We can't do too much.
What the fuck? Listen. We want.
Oh, no, that's good. We can't do too much.
Oh, okay.
We can do too little.
Thank you.
It's worded oddly here.
I have some in my deep embedded. It's going to be hard to believe inside my genealogy. I have some dumbest in there somewhere. So, you know, every once in a while. It comes out.
Oh,
in the form of a typo or I misread something. Oh. You know, I mean.
President Joe Biden on Friday reaffirmed his commitment to passing a large, aggressive stimulus bill to address the coronavirus pandemic and ensuing economic crisis, saying the real risk is not going big enough.
This is we're
I like
fucked.
That.
Yeah, but this is we're talking about a moderate. I mean, if that's why you believe him and you know we're fucked. We're fucked. Everybody has to come inside and wait for their big fucking check. Never go outside again. Buy VR goggles. And that's it. That's what we have. Okay? Because you... What did you say? There's 4,000 variants out there or something?
I think I read that. Yeah.
Holy fuck this planet.
Biden said, President Obama put me in charge of the Recovery Act. It was hard as hell to get the vote support to begin with. And then it was hard as hell to get even the number we got. But one thing we learned is, you know, we can't do too much here. We can do too little. We can do too little and sputter.
That's
he said.
Consistent to what he said, you know, earlier. God, isn't that weird?
The administration has been publicly unified that it is committed to sticking by its $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal while indicating it's willing to discuss some details to keep the Democratic caucus together.
Yeah.
And potentially attract a Republican vote or two. But who gives a fuck? We don't need to attract their votes. Fuck them.
Yeah. But also, I will fucking take this. Because what you didn't read in that story is someone threw a computer at someone else, or Corey Lewandowski fucking kidney punched a motherfucker next to the copy machine. That's what's missing from this news story. If you want to trump it up.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, it's odd. It's a very, they're trying to get along and get something done.
Oh, Biden said, we can do too little and sputter like losers. He didn't say that. I'm trying to trump it up a little.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, talk about how much he won by.
Oh, yeah.
His electoral win.
President Obama put me in charge of the Recovery Act, and, you know, I had a 306 electoral vote victory.
Yeah. But then you
it's
need
the
to,
biggest crowd that ever watched an inaugural on television in history.
Then you have to make fun of John McCain in some way. Right. You know, the Republicans right. love that. That isn't that crazy?
So there we go. That's the headline there is
right.
Biden says we got to go big.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's some weird shit. There's some weird shit coming out of both parties. Like, one party is trying to pass, I guess, a stimulus package because they recognize that there's some bad shit going on with this pandemic. People need motherfucking help. And then this other party is like getting mad at people because they don't want the QAnon fuck in there, or they're mad because somebody voted to impeach our insurrectionist president.
Right.
They're
really mad about all those black people voting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, because every state now, they're just like, well, we got to do something about this mail-in vote stuff. Just wait till we get our paws on the gerrymandering.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, the people posting the shit with the Chinese IP addresses and shit like that they say are from these voting machines, it is the voter fraud, the voter bullshit is definitely happening in America, but it's from white Republicans upon people of color. You know, that's the way. Is that right? Kind of.
Well, sure. Among other marginalized groups that they hate.
What's going on with these voting machines? Are they suppressing us or oppressing us?
Both.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. You guys, it's Chinese IP addresses. That's proof enough for me.
Do you even know who the fuck I am, you idiot?
We have two presidents. we've been played.
It's a quote from the alleged scene.
God.
Of that meeting in the White House.
So good. So good.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Ooh.
The top story there.
Yes.
Why is this taking a while to load? It's literally nothing. It's a list. Oh, puke. Superhuman ? With a picture of a former Patriots quarterback.
Deflategate.
No. Yeah.
Cheater. You fucking cheater. Fuck you, Trumpist.
No.
You're a fucking Trumpist.
Currently Tampa Bay Buck. And Tom Brady, of course.
Hey, Tom, go fuck yourself. You rich Trumpist fuck. And you know what? You know what's great, man, is that The Onion. Are you familiar with The Onion?
The satirical newspaper that yes. originated in Madison, Wisconsin, where I went to school.
It's also a vegetable. Or is that one of those fucked up vegetables that's really a fruit, like a tomato?
No, I think it's a... Oh, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what an onion
hey,
is.
Hey, Siri! But like...
Oh, we'll hear.
What?
We'll hear in some way.
Yeah.
We'll get an email.
But
DM.
The funniest. I don't
some
know.
Onion expert out there is like, it's a tuber, you stupid shit.
I'm coming over.
Which I don't think it is.
I'm bringing some Proud Boys. But like The Onion had the best article. It said Tom Brady opts to not toss the football with a cancer kid because he doesn't want to glorify the child's unhealthy lifestyle. Right. And that's good. The fucking Onion's so good.
Listen to this headline. This is Michael Hurley writing for CBS Boston.
Go fuck yourself.
Hurley, the Tom Brady legacy is beyond the scope of human understanding. Oh, my God.
Fuck you, man. God, what? God damn. Somebody needs to suck Brady's dick even harder. Shit.
Good God. I mean.
You're going to make Tom Brady divorce Giselle. Is that who he's married to? Giselle? Boonchin?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Giselle Bündchen.
I think that may be it.
You're married to a bootlicker. You know that, right? Because he's a Trumpist. It's Tom Brady. He's a big fucking Trumpist fuck.
And a cheater.
Oh, yeah. Little Nazi cheater.
So that's the headline. I'm not even going to read it. I don't give a fuck what Tom Brady's legacy is.
Thank you. That is how you handle that. Who fucking... Here's his legacy. He's a fucking Trumpist. He's a fucking Trumpist. Didn't he go to the White House and meet and suck Donald Trump's dick after they after a Super Bowl win?
Yeah, I think he's Trump curious. I don't know that he was like really heavy Trumpy. I don't know.
He's a fuckhead.
I really pay zero attention to Tom Brady.
Bob Kraft is a big Trumpist as well. Donated to Trump.
Shocker.
He owns the Patriots. I don't know who owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Probably some shit bags.
Sad news.
Sad.
Actor Christopher Plummer has died at age 91.
Right.
He was the dad in the fucking Sound of Music. I know, I mean, that's how old the dude was, you know, how long he's been around. What an amazing career.
That is such a great movie. You think about that. That has to be considered one of the best movie musicals. Tell me I'm wrong.
Sound of Music?
Sound of Music.
I guess, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of? Fiddler on the Roof?
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Fuck off.
Which is considered
I'm burning this
one
to
of the
ground.
Worst. Yeah, one of the worst. Yeah. That's a heavy dance show. Seven Brides.
There's got to be some insanely horrible.
I never did that. Did you ever do
musicals?
That one?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Man, the Gypsy.
Never.
I did. Yeah. I did. Brigadoon was probably the campiest.
Well, it's,
musical I was ever in.
It's a great idea because instead of building a city, it's like it's disappeared. It's invisible. Mm-hmm. You can't see this.
We did Little Shop, but that's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
that's a good show.
Yep.
Christopher Plummer, who starred in The Sound of Music, won an Oscar for Beginners and was nominated for All the Money in the World and The Last Station, died peacefully today at his home in Connecticut.
And for all of you, by the way, if just in case you've seen The Sound of Music and you're confused, Christopher Plummer was on the good side.
Depending on your point of view, David Duke is like, no, he wasn't.
Shut up, Nazi!
Along with becoming the oldest person to win an Oscar, Plummer also won a pair of Emmys and two Tonys.
Bam, motherfucker!
During his career.
Damn.
He should have narrated a book or something and gone for the...
Was that?
Gone for the Grammy. Got the quad.
You think that's a cheap shot for a Grammy? Somebody reads a book?
A little. A little.
It's a layup, right?
Yeah, a little.
It's like Brad Pitt's going to read, you know.
Like Rita Moreno has all four, but for singing. Like you she's know, got a Grammy for music.
Hi, I'm Brad Pitt. I'm going to read Thomas the
I've got my
the Tank Engine.
My Grammy.
I'm going to carve a bong out of a kumquat and read about this Thomas.
So there you go. Sad news.
Yeah.
But I mean, 91, he had quite a run.
Right.
A good run.
I mean, I bet he was in some crazy shit too, like TV shows.
Like he was in like horror movies in the like 60s and 70s, wasn't he?
Christopher Plummer probably had to have a scene with Kojak.
What was that?
I don't know.
Kojak was a fun show.
I'm sure it was.
Hey, who loves you, baby?
Someone has said, probably a woman, I have to have a scene with Kojak today. I'm just saying. It was just, when was that?
When you think about it, maybe a little sexist.
And I'm not throwing out any, who played Kojak? I mean, fucking
Telly Savalas?
I'm not throwing out any Telly Savalas, you know, shade. Maybe he was a feminist. I fucking don't know. I'm just saying. Women in general back then in TV, I'm sure it was not always, you know.
There was a lot of ass smacking, probably.
A lot
yeah.
of fucked up shit. So, but I'm sure on the set of Kojak was on the up and up. I have no idea.
Now you've all seen absolute proof of the biggest cyber attack in history. We right now, it's a takeover of our country. We all see it happening, and now you see the proof of where it came from and what happened. We all need to go out now, each and every one of you, and tell your friends, family, people, your social media, spread this out everywhere, and to show that they all...
We will.
God!
We will.
Okay, fine. Mike Pillow just gave me... Thank you for permission. Mike Pillow gave me permission to now comment on everyone I see leaving shit from this... Do not... I'm just seeing a lot of comments. This guy? What kind of fuckhead are you like? Wasn't this looked into, the election fraud? It was looked into by people.
Yeah, many.
Many people.
Many.
Mike Lindell figured it out, though, okay?
Yeah. That was the end. Here's the beginning. This clip says it sums it up in this like 1 minute clip. Save yourself 3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours.
The biggest thing against humanity and our country is this attack through these machines. They got this opened up, this revealed the machines.
Oh my God, he talks like Trump. You know what I mean? Like the
like a dumb rich
non sequitur. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Got this opened up, this revealed. The machines to where we're at right now. So what you're going to watch during this show is 100% proof that the big thing was the theft by these other countries that came in to attack our country through these machines that are made to steal elections. Every election going forward in history, if these things would have happened, these two, and we would have never known.
He doesn't finish his sentences.
Thank you, Mike.
Man, he's really well rehearsed.
God, yeah. Is that sarcasm?
Yes.
You don't know. He might have put a lot of work in to get here. He's dumb as shit, dude. He's dumb as fuck.
And we would have never known.
He's obviously not reading. These two, we would have never known.
Can he read?
Yeah, well, I would think so.
Okay, why? Why would you think he can read?
Okay.
Single vote you would have ever made wouldn't have mattered. Somebody else would have made that vote. And we've all seen in this past month, you think it was a communist coming in and taking this over with people here. This is an attack not only on those other countries with communism, but they had domestic traitors right here in our country. Mm. Whatever's going on right now, we're seeing it. They're suppressing cancel culture. They're trying to cancel us all out. I just seen churches.
Is he dumb?
I just seen churches.
I just seen churches. Dear government, please, what you have to do, Biden, listen to me. What you are tasked with is protecting us from this fucking guy and other guys like this. These rich, dumb fucking guys that are summoning the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the fucknuts with their guns and shit, man. Right? We need to be protected from Mike Pillow Cunt.
The Christian church, they're being attacked right now. People on social media, anyone that speaks up, they're going, you can't say that. You're gone. It's like they're doing whack-a-mole.
Right now they're doing whack-a-mole. He's got a little bit of that Minnesota. Did you hear that?
Yeah. What is that noise he made? Oh, like they're cutting someone's head off?
It was like whack-a-mole, because then there's a clip of whack-a-mole. This is real high production value.
Mike, you are so fucking stupid, and just, you're so dumb.
See if you can find stock free footage of whack-a-mole. Put that in there. It'd be great.
What is our hope with Mike Lindell? That somebody finds him, talks some sense into him, and then locks him in a room? Or what do we do?
Well, yeah, or somebody, you know, drizzles Thorazine in his latte.
Drizzles? Fucking pour that shit in there. Jesus.
On social media, anyone that speaks up, they're going, you can't say that. You're gone. It's like right now they're doing whack-a-mole because they knew
they
were so close that we would never know in history what happened. But guess what? Now we do know.
We would never know in history. Guess what? Now we do know.
You are so dumb. You have children, Mike?
He does.
Yeah. Mike Pillowfuck, your children must walk or hang their heads in embarrassment. My dad is stupid. And I'm destined to be just as fucking dumb. God.
Here's a hard-hitting interview on the Mike Lindell documentary.
Yes.
We now are faced with something our military has never seen before, nor have the American people.
This is the music This is the music Mike Pillow put in over this old guy.
If I'm Joe Biden, I am putting out an EO today. anyone on this planet caught selling this guy any more LSD, you're going to Guantanamo.
Well, this is batshit. Former general? Yeah. Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney.
McInerney.
Who's out of his fucking mind. Okay. He's like Mike Flynn plus 30 to 40 years. He's like 85 years old. He's a fossil.
Yeah.
And he's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. Mike Flynn is old, right?
He's 60s, 70. Yeah. Okay. Pushing 70.
Why are these fascists so fucking healthy? Like Mike Flynn's all wiry old man running around. He's going to live forever.
Yeah. Adrenochrome.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Our military has never seen before, nor have the American people. We are going against globalists.
Fuck you, globalists.
First of all, it's a selfie camera shot, and it's a vertical video of this fossil wearing a some kind of military cap.
Is that
a
documentary?
Yeah. But it's him on his cell phone and a vertical shot.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. There are documentarians out there like,
it's all about the message, though, Ryan.
Werner Herzog is a documentarian, correct? This guy is showing pictures of his phone, of his cell. I took this with my phone. You're not a filmmaker. You're a fucking phone film. Go fuck yourself.
Well, and he's like this Paleolithic fascist. I mean, this guy's way Trumpy.
This is still Mike Lindell's fucking
this
documentary.
This is a brave patriot who's being interviewed in Mike Lindell's documentary.
Mike, why did you hire some fuckhead in film school to help you so your product doesn't look like a pile of fucking shit?
How do you know that little Bobby Lindell didn't put this together?
Oh, his stupid
or something
kids.
Like that. One of his stupid shitty kids.
That's so unfair. You got.
I mean, I don't know that.
I would
that.
Be shocked if your kids aren't
speculating.
Stupid. I don't know why I'm saying that or who needs to hear it. I would be shocked if your kids are.
Or horrified.
Oh, God.
Or a mixture.
If you're horrified.
There's probably one or two. He's got like four of them. There's probably one or two that are.
Are they like
Giuliani's
kid?
That are like horrified. And two of them are probably.
Yeah.
Goose stepping right along.
Giuliani's kid.
They want that pillow money.
Oh, yeah.
It's globalists who are not interested in America. They are interested in us becoming a socialist communist state. They talk about progressiveness. But progressivism.
We talk about progressivism. Yeah. We talk about progressivism. But Mike Lindell pillow fucked on the list.
Couldn't you do a take two with this old guy?
This might
couldn't
be.
Couldn't we do a take two
Why
for the
do
big
you
documentary?
This isn't.
The biggest documentary in history?
Why do you think there isn't
oh,
thousands
think this
of
is the
takes
best take?
On
the.
Yes.
You think McInerney was having trouble?
This is all he could get out of Mike Lindell pillow fuck face. He tried.
State. They talk about progressivism, but progressivism is just the front door.
He said it twice. Stupid shit.
He said progressivism.
It is. You know what's sad, dude? Mike Lindell.
How sad. He had a long military career. Thanks for your service, crazy old fuck.
Thank you, insurrectionist. But listen, I have a thing I'm going to say, and I mean this the nicest way possible, but it's so sad that people are out there dying of brain cancer and shit. Like, they need a brain that works, and you have a brain, and you're doing such fucked up shit with it, you fuckhead.
But progressivism is just the front door to communism. They want a global communist world, and you must understand that, America. It's so important, and it's so important that President Trump, who won 79 million votes in the election, to 68 million for Biden.
Lie!
Lie! It's in this documentary.
Lie! Trump got 74 million. Biden got 81. Where is this old twat getting these numbers from? This fucking old Skeksis.
This guy is trying to destroy our country, like literally.
President Trump got 79 million. Joe Biden got 68 million. You take out all the Mexicans and the liberals and the illegal voters.
You know the play Lysistrata. It's a Greek,
sure,
Greek play. You know the gist of it.
Kind of.
That's what needs to happen. Nobody fucks Mike Lindell. Nobody fucks Mike Flynn. Nobody fucks any of these guys until they stop with this insurrectionist shit. No more. No more. No more. Okay? God.
68 million for...
I mean, how many of these guys do you think are getting it without signing checks before or after?
Yeah, or like there's like prods involved and spears and whips and belts and who knows what Mike Pillowfuck has going on.
Pounds of Cialis.
Is that what it takes?
To 68 million for Biden, because we have, and you've seen those exact numbers, he dominated.
Ooh,
it was
an
awesome victory. And yet they turned it around. Foreigners.
Foreigners turned it around.
Did he just say that? Foreigners?
Foreigners.
You know what would make this easier, Mike Lindell, Pillow Fucknut? If your guy had Trump fuck had gotten more votes than Biden, that would make your argument a lot easier.
He did. He said Biden got 68 million. That's the exact number we've heard.
The thing is,
that's the exact number we're making up.
The best thing for a person like Mike Lindell, Pillow Cunt, would be to realize that, hi, I'm Mike Lindell, Pillow Fuck Cunt, and I'm dumb as shit, and I can't be trusted to make decisions in my own self-interest. I'm going to get a helper animal or a person to make decisions for me because I'm stupid. That's what you need to do, and you won't do things like this.
He's also like made other shit up, like
what? Like
my pillows. Here's a previous story. This retired 3-star falsely claims U.S. soldiers died attacking a CIA facility in Germany tied to election fraud. Oh, this was last year. He said this is that story where that they said that we were a CIA op to go get the Dominion software that they, it's all bad shit. It's crazy. It's an utter lie, but this guy is pushing that one.
The Trump administration did a
this is great. This is the military op. Military Times.
Oh, okay. So this,
generally nutballs.
Yeah.
This says, it's a scenario that makes the antics of animated spy Archer seem plausible by comparison.
Oh, man, what a great show.
Archer's a great show.
I really enjoyed that show. Is that still available
to watch?
Yeah,
there's more.
Can you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and order Archer shit?
I think it's still on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In his unfounded version of events, U.S. Special Operations Forces died in an attack on a CIA computer facility in Germany that was hiding information about a massive covert effort to flip votes from President Donald Trump to Biden.
So wait a second. After you said, okay, he lied. So what you just said is all the shit he lied? He made up all that shit? God!
Yeah. Army, U.S. Special Ops Command have all say there was no such attack. No, there was no loss of life.
Damn. You know, a lie is like, how do you feel? You say, I feel great, but you don't. This is different.
But retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney is sticking by his claims.
What?
They became so widely distributed on social media that numerous accounts on Twitter falsely claimed that 5 soldiers killed in a Sinai hospital crash, a helicopter crash, were really the ones killed in the firefight with the CIA. So they found some soldiers that were killed around the same time.
Yeah.
In an actual crash.
Right.
In Sinai.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, they're Sinai? Just saying that. They're just saying that. It actually happened in Germany during that special ops.
That's crazy.
Hillary herself killed 4 of them.
Do we think?
With her titty gun.
Oh, with her titty gun.
Same one she shot Seth Rich in the back with.
She's got the infinite ammo setting on the titty gun, so I would be wary of.
She's got a bump stock.
I got it.
2 bump stocks.
Tighten the nipple. Tighten the nippler.
McInerney sent an email to the Military Times to not offer more information. He did, however, double down on his claims. President Trump won in a landslide, and the Dems left so many footprints that this, all caps, treason must be stopped. 3 exclamation points. He wrote, this will be the last free election we have, and I predicted it on November 2nd on the Steve Bannon Show.
Oh, my God. Fire off the titty guns.
was on the Bannon Show.
The Bannon Show? Yeah. Steve Bannon has a show like, hi, welcome to the Jimmy Fallon Show. Ah, welcome to the Steve Bannon Show.
Well, he's got
show.
A podcast like we have.
I'm an avowed Nazi. Mini shirts and gross skin.
So there you go. That's the guy that we just heard on Mike Pillow's documentary.
It's not a documentary, though. It's a bunch of shit somebody shot and put it in a certain order together in, like, it's 3 hours. It's not like that.
Well, and this shriveled old fuck has nothing to contribute other than, I heard this, saying we can't let this happen. He's not a witness.
Well, you know, I heard this. It's even if, let's say you're not talking about overturning the election.
Right.
Let's say it's something lesser. Anything, really. It's still not like, you know, what's up?
Go ahead. I just saw another clip from Mike Pillow.
Oh, really?
And it has something to do with what you asked yesterday.
Yeah.
On his 3-hour documentary proving,
yes,
the election fraud, none other than Melissa Carone. The one who was like, I swore an oath to God, did you?
You know, Mike Pillow, fuckface, that is a good casting move. I hate your politics. I think you're a fascist. You have nothing good for society, but this is a good decision, right? I mean.
So you got to see what? Thousands of votes?
Thousands.
Thousands upon thousands of votes. Okay. What was on every vote?
Every vote that I saw was for Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden. When I heard this, and I want to say, you worked how many hours?
22 straight hours.
And then you came back for 4 hours?
Correct.
Out of all that time, did you ever see one Trump vote?
I never saw a single Trump vote.
I never saw a single Trump vote.
Because no one likes him, man. People hate fucking Trump. He's a rapist fuckface.
Like, wasn't her job to, like, clean the glass on the machines or something like that? Like Dominion even tweeted, you were hired to clean the glass on the machines or something like that. She's talking about, like, she's some election judge.
I looked at everything of that, and I didn't see one Republican.
God, you Republicans. I mean, really.
This is their witness.
You are not shutting this down like you should. I mean, this is crazy.
This is the best.
This is a fucking, look at you, motherfuckers.
This is the best ever.
Mike Lynn fucking Dell is your guy. You can't even get rid of the lunatic Q fuck in Congress. You are ruled by, you are in the middle. It's like the Republicans are, what are they even wrestling with that they're Nazis? Are they just fine with being Nazis? Or what is their thing?
Who?
The Republicans.
Well, some, sure.
Are they Q fucks?
Some.
Why would Mitch the bitch?
A lot of overlap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, it seems like if you wanted me to go over to the Republican side, how does it work? Their offices aren't in the same spot, right?
Right.
Like, Democrats aren't next to Republicans. Are they at least separated?
No, I think they're, wasn't Cory Bush, like, just down the hall from Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No, you know what? No fucking way would I be next to her. I would want, I'm telling you, man, you bulletproof my fucking office.
David on Twitter, like all Trumpists, Mike Lindell just hates liberals. It's identity politics. Nowhere in his screed does he mention any facts, right? It's all about hating Democrats. Fact-free, all innuendo. Watch him and see what years of cocaine use does to the brain.
That's funny.
Thank you. At Crab Diving.
Thank you for your virtue signaling, David.
Virtue signaling.
I too will.
You do-gooder.
Yeah, how dare you?
I'll never forget that one when somebody tried to insult us by tweeting at us that we're just a bunch of do-gooders. I was like, wait.
Jeez. let me.
Yeah? Okay.
What do you want me to do, bad shit?
Well, what's wrong here? Exactly. You're a bunch of do-gooders. Oh. Well, I should be embarrassed as fuck.
We have to take back virtue signaling. I don't even know where that came from. What did it?
It's like, it's another one of their terms that they get to masturbate to and accuse us of to diminish anything that, is decent and good. Like cancel culture. Oh, cancel culture is evil.
No, it's the best thing ever. You know why? Because it means, oh, look, I know that, I can have a reason to walk out of the room if, you know, I don't know, Ted Nugent starts playing pedo rock. I can say, I don't want to listen to this fucking Nazi.
Right.
I don't know. That's a good example. But...
And you can't make us host it on our platform.
Right. Why, though? Why?
Because that's not how it works.
Because you own it, right? Like, if you own the platform, then you own it.
Right.
Right. It's a free market, you fucking capitalists.
Elizabeth Warren also tweeted, the biggest mistake we could make with COVID relief is not going big enough. A response that's too small will mean that this crisis lasts longer and longer and hits working families harder and harder.
I'll hit you harder. Give it a chain.
I saw that. Yeah, give me that chain.
I'm sorry.
Some of the shit they're planning is really cool.
Yeah.
Like some of the shit the wow. Democrats are teeing up. It's like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Because it's like, you know, man, it's a weird way to think, like, I didn't get my guy, so I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to vote. Because like, Bernie's involved in the government. You know, he's in charge of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is he getting a gavel? Didn't he? Isn't he? Yeah. He chairing a committee or something?
The finance committee. Or something. It's the finance committee. And like, you know, and all these people that were in the, that were, you know, running in the primaries that you, like, I liked Elizabeth Warren.
Right? As did I.
And it looks like she's having, she's in charge of something.
I don't know if she's got a chair. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if she's got one yet, but she's on finance committee. She's on the good ones, the big ones.
Yeah. It's better than, who are the people on them before? Like in Trump times.
Oh, I don't
know. You know, so it's weird you don't even know, though.
I don't even want to speculate. Who was, I know judiciary was Lindsey.
Lindsey Graham.
Let's see. We've got, it's Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Don't forget.
Congratulations, Christians. You're winning still.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I guess.
That cross, we still got crosses all over the fucking place on. Like
well,
public.
This area is,
yeah, I mean,
is
God.
Really Jesus-y.
Do you think we're going to forget about Christianity down here? We got to put one more cross up. Really?
God, is this Mike Flynn shitting on Q?
Wow.
I'm just going to ask you some questions, and I want you to just tell me if it's nonsense or if there is anything to it at all. Number one, did President Trump ever sign into action the Insurrection Act?
No.
Hearts breaking everywhere. That's part of their thing, that Trump actually signed it. He took over the second government.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird thing with a corporation like Biden, they formed a corporation and elected Biden the president of this corporation that they're going to dissolve. But the actual United States of America, don't worry, Trump is still in charge of that, and he signed the Insurrection Act, and he's gonna. It's just any minute now.
Well, I mean, in truth be told, I mean, Schindler is in an underground bunker under the White House that mimics his own White House, and when Q makes the call, and Trump,
it's a studio that makes it look like Mar-a-Lago, and that I'm golfing.
Oh, I thought it would look like the White House, where he likes to work.
Well, he's pretending that he's at Mar-a-Lago.
Right, right.
And he's also got a holographic Melania, because she's done. Melania would be traveling with me, like with the Whitney Houston tour, as a hologram.
Yeah.
And that Michael Jackson, that creepy Michael Jackson tour.
There's just no way.
So, listen, Mike Flynn's like, now, now.
If he didn't, what happens if he didn't sign it, but why is it bad? Why is it necessary that he signs it?
This is from The Right Side with Doug Billings. That's the hard hitting journalist.
Shit,
Doug Billings is like, I just need to ask.
I'm just devil's advocating here.
There's anything to it at all. Number one, did President Trump ever sign into action the Insurrection Act?
No.
Nonsense. Is the United States military running the country or just doing, is that nonsense as well?
More nonsense.
Good to hear.
More nonsense. There's no plan. There's so many people out there. Is the plan happening? We have what we have, and we have to accept the situation as it is.
Mike Flynn just said there is no plan.
I wonder if someone at the Justice Department pulled him in a van and said, listen, motherfucker, you better start saying the following shit or we're going to look back into your case and we're going to put you in jail until you're going to die in fucking jail. That's what they did.
I mean,
because why else would he start saying this shit? Because he feels like he's.
Yeah, he was sharing Q shit. I mean, he would share Q posts.
I mean, because he pled guilty and then the Justice Department tossed his case.
He was in the sentencing phase and Sidney Powell took over and told him, you got railroaded. You should tell him to fuck off and you want a mulligan.
God.
And they never really got to thoroughly decide if he would be allowed to do that even because it's ridiculous. He had already pled guilty. Accepted responsibility for what he did, apologized to the court, all that shit.
That's weird. That's like if a team walks in a run and you're like, you know what? That's okay. Here, you can have this run back.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But now all of a sudden he's like, no, there's no plan.
I wonder if they, because
really? It's amazing.
Because the Justice Department still look into his case if they wanted to.
Sure. And other shit probably.
Yeah.
Other shit that his scumbag son. Remember, the speculation was that they had shit on Flynn Jr.
Yeah.
Who's a festering turd that didn't fall far from dad's pucker.
Right. Ooh. You know, there's probably was more shit.
Yeah.
Didn't Mike Flynn's semen squirt person, didn't he meet at the Seychelles with some people from Russia?
No, that was DeVos's brother. Yeah. Eric Prince.
What happened to all the cloak and dagger weird shit that goes on? Where is all that right now? Where is all these scandals? Is there no Biden scandal? Is there nothing weird happening or shitty?
Well, he's owned by China. We know that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
His son Hunter apparently has secret hidden Chinese $1 billion.
Somewhere there's pedophile code, you know it.
Federal prosecutors appear to be closing in again on Roger Stone.
Oh, shit.
A new set of federal cases.
Oh, damn.
Are suggesting that Stone is an unindicted co-conspirator who will eventually face arrest.
Oh, shit.
Bringing the insurrection investigation directly to Trump's doorstep.
Damn. Guess who's going to flip on Trump, right? Why wouldn't he?
During the Mueller investigation, the Office of Special Counsel found that Trump was using his old friend and campaign advisor, Roger Stone, as a regular sounding board. Even during those periods, he said he wasn't. I don't know who Roger who. I don't know. He's not working for us anymore.
That is so tragic. Your president's sounding board is Roger motherfucking Stone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
At Stone's subsequent trial, prosecutors presented significant evidence that Stone lied to Congress about his communications with Trump, and that indeed protecting Trump was Stone's primary goal in committing a rash of federal felonies.
A rash of felonies.
Those felonies eventually landed Stone with a federal prison sentence, which Trump quickly commuted and then pardoned.
Yeah. I mean, just to remind everybody how bizarre all that was, like Stone was in trouble for threatening a guy, an InfoWars journalist's dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that's goddamn
emotional support dog.
I mean, what the fuck, man? It's just weird.
The clear impression left on the American people at the time was the content of Stone and Trump's conversations was probably so illicit that it was both worth Stone going to prison to protect Trump delivering to his longtime ally a corrupt commutation and pardon
God.
To obscure. It was worth it for them. Whatever they did and had, whatever combos they had.
What did they do?
It was worth it.
What did they
try
do?
To steal the election.
Here's why
again.
We have to figure out what they did. Here's something
well,
I thought
this
of.
Is what
Trump did Trump go down and sell like a nuke to some people? You know what I mean? And shit like that. I mean, is
the connections between Stone and the Proud Boys now are too many to enumerate.
Oh, there's just too many to name to go too many to enumerate.
The upshot is that Stone is considered to be affiliated with the Proud Boys and that indeed they are, per the Daily Beast, his personal army. He has used them as bodyguards on countless occasions. So with the FBI now alleging that the Proud Boys premeditated the Capitol breach on January 6th, Stone becomes a critical federal witness.
Right.
Not only is he close to the Proud Boys, including their leadership, but he's spoken at multiple events in D.C. where the Proud Boys were,
you know,
appearing at and raised money for their, quote, protective equipment. Help raise money for their camo cod pieces.
Right. Quit outfitting an army. It seems like a bad thing to be doing. I put it up on Facebook.com/crabdiving at 10 after the hour. The video came out of Roger Stone being surrounded by a bunch of Oath Keepers. Like, walk. Did you see that shit?
Or those Proud Boys?
I thought it said.
Is it Oath Keepers?
Yeah, I mean, but like, I don't know if is one or the other. You know, is are all Proud Boys Oath Keepers or all Oath Keepers? Yeah. I mean, I think there's bleed over. I think. I don't know. They're all Nazis.
Stone was also in regular contact with activist organizer Ali Alexander, who's now in hiding, who helped organize the event.
Why is he in hiding? What's up with him? I mean,
he went so far as to say that he had been asked to lead the march on the Capitol.
Oh, shit. How
Stone,
exciting.
Stone says he declined.
Fuck that.
The two Proud Boys now facing conspiracy charges, Nicholas Oakes and Nicholas DiCarlo, are the first insurrectionists so charged.
Yes.
They face 20 years in federal prison precisely because they helped coordinate the funding of the insurrection. Nicholas Oakes is a friend of Roger Stone.
Hey, Nick, Nicholas, can you, I'm going to need you to coordinate this whole insurrection thing. And you know, you got to figure these guys would flip on Roger Stone,
well,
right?
It looks like right now they're following the money.
Oh, okay.
The money might lead to Stone. Yeah.
Right. God, what a goddamn, this is a wake up call. Our country, an attempted coup on our country perpetrated by this guy with Richard Nixon's face on his fuck, the small of his fucking back and Mike Pillow fuck.
And the conspiracy case against these two assholes includes a mysterious unnamed co-conspirators.
What? A mysterious?
Who couldn't, and that doesn't mean that they have not ruled out future indictments against said unnamed
right.
co-conspirators.
Right. Jeez.
And his last pardon don't cover this.
Oh, that's right. Wait a second, didn't Trump say you know, pardon, you get pardons indefinitely? It's an indefinite pardon.
No, he didn't do with any of that everybody expected.
He's pardoned for all future crimes.
He
that's
didn't
what
do
it
that.
Says on the certificate, right?
But he didn't do that. Yeah.
Shit. Damn, Roger, you fucked up.
And I don't know that you can do that.
Right. Well,
can't somebody pardon somebody for all future crime?
You don't think Trump asked?
Although Sidney Powell would probably say, you could do that, Mr. President. Totally. we'll go to court. I got proof. Yes.
You know, it's the staff members that and the lawyers that were arguing with Sidney and Mike Flynn and the Overstock guy, were they there with Trump throughout his whole administration, or were these new guys, or Where do people like that come from at that point in his administration? Where do people...
Opportunists, probably.
But they're kind of speaking reasonably. I mean, they're trying to get the nutballs out.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that those characters were still around. I guess.
How has Roger Stone not been in jail?
Yeah.
Because he was in with the shenanigans with the, wasn't the Iran-Contra cover-up and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
he's been around forever.
In our country, we can see all these people, like some of the people in our government, are accused of logistically helping these wackos that stormed the Capitol.
Yes.
We see politicians that openly supported it. And the whole planet sees all these people walking around. It must be bizarre.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, God, we're not a great shining example.
Do you know if you...
Not that we really had been,
but no.
For other reasons.
But if you try to overthrow America, you don't even get... I mean, if you're white, it's fine. It's fine.
Right. Probably get a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Here's a t-shirt, Kyle. Here's a t-shirt, Kyle. You go off to your undisclosed fucking location. Nobody gives a fuck.
It is Faithless Friday. Yesterday we teased a new clip from Jim Baker.
Oh shit.
From the Jim Baker Show.
Jessica Hahn, right? That was the scandal.
Ancient history. Allegedly banged on the carpet of his office.
Right.
She was his assistant.
Well, he's romantic.
The Right Wing Watch has a series of clips pointing out, I know you'd be shocked, the hypocrisy of Jim Baker, who is now saying that the Christians have nothing whatsoever to do with this insurrection stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Here's Jim Baker. And then we'll play a couple of clips of Jim Baker leading up to Insurrection Weekend. By the way, on the screen, $65 donation. Make checks payable to Jim Baker Show. He still can't use credit cards.
But Jim Baker is believes that the election was stolen from Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can get the Jonathan Cahn book bundle. 4 books by Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. He's the Jew for Jesus guy.
You know, the thing with Jim Baker is he appeals to people that think of the apocalypse in the Bible is real. And I bet there's no separation in the Venn diagram with the Stop the Steal people. Those are all the same people. Right.
But what will be the effect of what has happened in the Capitol building? What's the long-term effect? That I still don't understand all of that, because Christians don't burn buildings down. Christians don't riot. They just don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Even Lori's like, I don't know about that.
Can I just say something? There's a clinic in town, a family planning clinic, where if you're a woman and you want an abortion, you can have that procedure. And the quote unquote Christians that would shout at people going in there for health care for whatever reason, none of their business, but these Christians were so loud and angry that they put up a fence.
Yes,
they just raised money.
Oh, they got the money, and
put the fucking fence up again. I'm sorry, I know Christians aren't violent. That's right. That dog,
like the guy that killed the abortion doctor here. In the 80s, 90s.
Oh, what are you
right?
saying? Murder? That's violent.
It's a little violent-y.
Yes.
Which is Kamala Harris. Oops. When she was the
Fuck! I fucked up.
That dog is staring at you like.
But what will be the effect of what has happened in the Capitol building? What's the long-term effect? That I still don't understand all of that, because Christians don't burn buildings down. Christians don't riot. They just don't. I'm talking about born-again Christian, biblical Christians. So what happened in the Capitol building? what's the effect of what this event?
Yeah, I agree, Jim. You know, born again true Christians are not going to commit violence. I mean, one thing if they're defending somebody, you know, that's one thing. But commit violence, destruction. The overwhelmingly, again, people, as I said, and I'm saying this from firsthand witnesses. You know, there are people who they're heading up to the Capitol building and.
What do you want to bet? He says Antifa.
Oh yes,
They're chanting. I mean, they're cursing. They're smoking marijuana. As I said, I'm not saying all of them, but it was happening throughout. They're coming there with weapons. Many of them planned this.
There are a few clips of people who just like got into the Capitol building and started blazing. Like that was
God.
Like that was their number one priority was. Have to smoke a joint inside the Capitol.
Okay.
Under different circumstances, respect that.
We are both fucking dudists. And the thing is, there's nothing dudist about storming the Capitol and beating right. cops to death.
But wanting to smoke a joint in the Capitol is very dudist.
That's very dudist. It's very dudist, but not
in the midst of a violent insurrection.
Man.
Right.
That's not dudist.
From the beginning, they are chanting. They're gonna do violence. I mean, this you cannot be a believer and do this. Or if you're a believer, you had temporary insanity to go along with this. But the chaos that took place on Capitol Hill has the potential of multiplying everything I just said. That entire radical agenda, because it is going to be used. It is already being used to try to persecute. Conservatives, I mean,
Yes. People will use pictures, evidence, whatever from this insurrection to go not persecute but prosecute to go round you fuckers up that storm the Capitol and put you fuckers in jail. You know, I read that.
August of last year,
yes.
I'm scared for America. I really am. I want to warn America. You're warning America. If we don't turn, we've got a few more days to stand up. It's going to be too late after the election, I believe. But I think if we elect the wrong people and you see how wrong it's been, we're going to have a revolution. The church people are going to march in the streets.
Wow. Jeez.
But the Christians don't do that.
Oh, no, they're not violent. They're not violent. Please. Come
on. The streets and realize they've gone too far. And we can't let the murder of babies lead the way. We can't let people burn America. Ah. We can't let the rebellion take over and... This is not going to be a nice place to live.
You fucking asshole. My God. What has Jim Baker done? Think about it. He's a man of God. What's he known for? A bunch of godly shit, right?
No, fleecing Christians, doing time yeah. in jail, and fucking yeah. his secretary on the carpet in his office.
I mean, one of the more despicable things, I mean, the authorities had to tell him, you can't sell colloidal silver and say it's a cure for the Rona. He did that.
Several times they yes. had to tell him. And then he got deplatformed by his credit card companies. No credit card company will process his shit now. Mm-hmm. And that's why it says at the bottom here, send checks. Make checks
yeah.
only. And checks only payable to Jim Baker Ministries.
And this isn't because he's a good Christian.
Right.
Trump is not crazy.
No. Wow.
They want him God to be crazy him. Because they want to impeach him. There's nothing they can impeach him over because this thing with the collusion with Russia, they yeah. can't prove. Yeah. Well, but they want to say this man's crazy.
Oh, let Lori talk.
Oh, well, here's the thing.
But they want to say this man's crazy. And they're trying to get doctors to say the president's crazy. I'll tell you what, if they go through with that, there will be a riot in the United States of America. And you're going to find little ladies rioting.
Yes.
You're going to find the church people out rioting because they're not going to take it anymore.
No.
This is stupid and insanity what's going on in our country right now.
It is. You think I think I can handle Lori at a riot. I think she's at the riot. I dropped all my pills.
Here's another one.
These are somebody's lying.
Yeah.
I said somebody's lying.
Oh man.
Is that
these
bullshit?
Are great. These are
is that
great.
Real?
this is December 2017.
Man. We gotta storm the Capitol.
2017. This clip.
Somebody's lying.
Yeah.
I said somebody's lying.
Oh man.
If they're not lying, they're somebody stupid. You can't try to impeach a president on the word of somebody you don't know who it is.
Right.
What? Am I crazy? You're bright. No, I'm not that bright.
No,
you. But I'll tell you, it doesn't make any sense to me. How can you impeach a president on the word of somebody that the guy running the impeachment says, I don't know who it is? My God, you don't just take somebody off the street. And you don't know, and you take and say, well, we're going to impeach the president on that. All I know is they must be awful desperate to impeach the president to do it on the word of somebody they don't know who it is.
Like I say,
this has got to be unconstitutional.
It is.
It is.
It is unconstitutional.
Wow. The whole audience is applauding. How many believe it's unconstitutional to do what they're doing? Raise your both hands. Give me a shot.
Oh, you're going to have half of these people passing out. I'm looking at the average age in this audience.
You know, I can't stop. Every time Lori opens her mouth, Jim steps on her line.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
It's amazing.
The whole crowd. Keep them up and wave them. Wave them. I want the government to see this.
Yeah.
These are voters.
That's right.
Everyone in this room.
This is 2017. I'm willing to bet like 20% didn't make it to 2020 to vote.
Yeah, but you know, listen, Lori is not Tammy Faye Baker. Does Lori think she's Tammy Faye and like it's like Donnie and Marie Osmond here? It's not that.
I don't know.
I mean, Jim Baker's kind of the guy.
Yeah.
You're not Tammy Faye. Not to
be a
dick.
He couldn't barrel over Tammy Faye.
No,
like that.
Fuck no.
She wouldn't allow that.
God.
It's 100% say it's unconstitutional to do what's doing.
What?
I'm going to tell you what.
It's really, really unbelievable. We're living through this.
There's going to be an explosion.
I agree. I agree. That's really, really unbelievable. We're living through
that. That is really unbelievable.
Oh, that's a great thing. I might have to mark that one.
God.
I'm going to tell you what.
It's really, really unbelievable. We're living through this.
There's going to be an explosion.
Ooh. Yeah?
If you don't stop it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
people are not going to tolerate it anymore.
No.
They're calling it the next American Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And you this know, and they, gonna... and I wouldn't even be surprised if you don't see quiet old ladies like some of you sitting here marching in the street. Because America's not even going to be worth living in another year or two of the way we're going if we're not careful. Mm. We can't let people take over who hate God.
There's this one guy in the background. Every night he's like, mm-hmm.
But the Christians had nothing to do with this insurrection at all.
Oh, yeah. This is not a big... According to Mike Pillowfuck, there were some lines of Chinese... There's a Chinese IP address in the shit, and so, you know, Biden lost.
Then this one is from May of 2017.
These are, I mean, I
this
got
is the last one.
Phenomenal.
At the bottom of the screen, Tasty Pantry Deluxe Bucket. $2,800.
Tasty, isn't it?
Time of Trouble. 10,472 servings.
I mean, if
in
I'm
the
sorry,
Tasty Pantry Deluxe Bucket.
I don't mean to come off all nihilistic here, but if I'm into my 7,745th serving of the Tasty Bucket Deluxe Buck Wad,
Tasty Pantry Deluxe Bucket.
Oh my
bucket.
God. I'm going to, you know what? I'm finding something to jump off of. I'm ending it. Fuck it.
Kim Clement, before he died, he prophesied. They will.
This is some other pastor.
Be screaming impeachment, impeachment, but it
You're
will not
kidding.
Happen. That's true. Kim Clement prophesied.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll predict if it happens, there will be a civil war in the United States of America. The Christians will finally come out of the shadows.
Shadows?
My.
What fucking shadows have they been in?
You don't
Holy
like,
crap.
Jim, but just because it's not a war on Christianity because like Starbucks didn't want to put a crucifixion on their latte. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's no war on. You could say Merry Christmas to anybody you want to. Sometimes you just might sound like a fucking cunt.
That's because Trump brought it back.
You know what? Trump spread coronavirus. That's all he did.
Shadows. Because we are going to be shut up. Permanently,
what
if we're not careful? And God says faith without works is dead.
That's right.
We have to do things.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, Lori,
that's exactly what God said.
You said it's like 17 or something, 2017.
Yeah.
God, it says like she's quietly urging on a rebellion or something.
Without yes. works is dead.
That's right.
We have to do things. God has been dealing with me, and I don't know about you.
Yes.
It's time for preachers like you. You're doing it to stand up
yes.
and shout out.
Yes.
So there you go. Some
it's interesting. These wackos when they're like doing this call and response shit, but it's serious. You see the guys like, yes, yes, absolutely. God is where God's in trouble. Yes. Yes. This is weird. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know.
It's this one.
Mental illness.
Your book answers the questions I've been asking
mm-hmm.
and about, here's the title, How to Keep Your Head on Straight in a World Gone Crazy.
Yes.
And I want to tell you people today.
Yes.
That was an honest moment for her. I believe that because that's probably like how to keep your head on straight in a world gone crazy. Give me a pill.
On straight in a world gone crazy.
Xanax.
Yeah, she knows this, man.
Eight in a world gone crazy.
Yes.
And I want to tell you people today, America has gone crazy.
Yes.
Give me another pill.
I don't know if you
right
agree
now.
With me or not. I believe much of politics today, especially those that have gone out on an extreme, and I'll say left, they're way left. I believe there is a massive demon possession in the political realm today. Am I wrong?
I believe it's like hell found a voice.
Yes. Fuck you.
Say that.
Hell found a voice.
Yes.
Hell is speaking through the political system today and through the media.
Yes.
It is amazing.
It really
Lori's real busy.
I got a monstrous demon in my pants. What did he
political
say?
System today and through the media.
Yes.
It is amazing.
It really
what's
is.
Happening through the media. It's just wicked.
It is
what's
wicked.
Taking place.
It is. It's demonic.
It should not be permitted.
It's demonic. It's demonic.
It's demonic.
It should not be permitted. It just should be. You know, I think about Jesus. Jesus told the demons to shut up.
Did
yes, he did.
And I thought, we need to take authority over all these voices and just command them to be still.
Amen. Yes.
Man. The thing is,
she's a great second banana. She really is.
Lori's faith depends on those pills.
Yo, I think Jim's faith depends on those
faith,
pills.
Yeah, like those pills dry out. She's gonna, like, God, she's gonna be real mad at God, man. Real fucking mad.
Oh,
God,
man.
You sat on that all week. That's amazing.
Well, just
that was
a
good
days.
One. I mean, that is God. I know. I've been saying it. Yes.
Oh, yes. thanks for joining us, everybody.
That's like Trump, though. Like, Trump is all pilled up. Didn't you think towards the end he seemed like I don't know, doped up. Sometimes Adderall.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It seemed to be the day.
Sad, dejected Trump. I don't know. What do they give him? Like a lithium or something?
An electoral loss. He lost the presidency. He's sad.
Every time, this is what we should have. Whenever there's a new guy elected president, you just make this a law. You have a psychologist or a psychiatrist, whichever one comes with the drugs. You look the guy over and said, listen, you're going to need this Prozac. Otherwise, you're going to have these weird depression days, and you got the nuclear football. So you're going to take this fucking pill, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe that next time. Although, if a psychologist looked over Trump, what kind of pill would he give him? So it would be okay to have the nuclear football.
This is E.W. Jackson.
No transgenders in heaven. No homosexuals in heaven. Nobody in heaven is going to be confused about what God made them to be. There's nobody in heaven is going to be talking about, I'm a man, but I've got a woman on the inside. Please. See, that's how you know that stuff is of the devil. That's how you know. Because that stuff is not going into heaven. So what people need to do is get saved now, get delivered now. Do you see this guy, this Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, I think it is?
Hey, man, fuck
she,
you.
It's not a guy.
Yeah.
It is a woman.
You know, EW, you know what would help you? You need to put your preferred pronouns on your Twitter and everything and have people in your church start doing that, too. So then you don't make this dumb fucking mistake that you just fucking made.
It's no mistake.
Yeah, you do on purpose. Health
and Human Services, I think it is. What's he call himself? Racial something or other. I mean, it's sad. It's pathetic. It really is. You look at this guy, and he's a freak.
Rachel Levine.
Yeah. Listen, man.
Or Levine. I don't know how she pronounces it.
This thing these Republicans do, they want to dehumanize people. That's what that is. This guy, did you say this guy's
He's a pastor, right-wing pastor. E.W. Jackson. Ran for lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Oh, dear Jesus. Fuck. No.
At one point.
This guy's an asshole. You know what I mean? Jeez. I mean, you know, it's not. Some of these assholes are like, you know, this guy just said a bunch of dumb shit. You know, you're not evolved. He needs to read. What would you suggest this guy read? Not the Bible. Something else than that, right?
Well, yeah, I don't.
Can you read, dumb fuck? I'm just wondering.
Oh, he can read.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But what a stupid thing to say. Well, strange.
It's very Jesus-y.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
At this moment in time, in reality, in legality, Donald J. Trump is our president right now.
This is like last weekend. This is the prophetess.
Oh, yeah.
Kat Kerr. We played her before.
Oh, okay.
With the pink hair.
So we've got two presidents, huh? Which one's your favorite?
Heaven is celebrating Trump's win.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, wow, that's nice. Heaven is. Okay. Yeah. What did they do to celebrate it?
I don't know.
Did someone lie to them and they don't know?
But she goes on to explain that, don't worry, all the fraud will soon be exposed.
Oh, yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, cool.
They're still clinging to this.
But, like, it is. I haven't thought about it. Are you telling me God is not supporting Biden's win, his legitimate win?
No.
Well, that's an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, somebody needs to pray about that.
What's interesting, and I haven't really done any deep analysis of this, but having Kamala Harris sort of being the heir apparent to the failing Joe Biden, all of the biblical references to the whore of Babylon, right?
And
the Jezebel.
Yes,
that's played such a huge role in the last day's prophecy all sort of rise to the surface, you know.
Is he clipping that, his fingernails?
Considering her person, her background, how she got to where she is, not hiding it, just the implications of that.
Scott Lively.
Gosh, Scott, good
he's the
job.
Guy who travels to Africa to get them to help them pass laws where making homosexuality punishable by death.
That you know what that I get that because the kind of guy that would sit there and clip his nails.
That's not him. He's not, really? The other guy's typing.
It sounded like this dude was clipping his nails and you know spewing all this bullshit.
Who was the other guy?
Oh yeah, you guys suck. Both you guys.
The guy interviewing him, I guess.
Is the guy interviewing him like, is he interviewing him like he's a normal person or like he's a lunatic?
No, the other guy's a lunatic too.
Oh, they're both lunatics. Yeah. So this is the lunatic entertainment industry.
It's hate talk radio.
Shit, yes. Gay frogs.
I mean, Christian radio. Excuse
oh,
me.
That's right.
Same
no,
thing.
No, no, no. Not violent, though. Christians aren't violent.
This is the Swamp Rangers. Oh, this is Scott Lively's program, Swamp Rangers.
Swamp Rangers. Swamp Rangers.
Swamp Rangers.
Summon the Swamp Rangers. Swamp Rangers.
So yeah, and this is a term we played a couple other of these assholes using the term Jezebel for her.
Right. It's very
Jezebel. She's a Jezebel.
What you're doing is you're trying to get Christian right-wing nutjob fundamentalists to do bad things to her. That's what that is.
Yeah,
right?
And utterly dismissing any of her accomplishments because the only way she got there is because she fucked somebody.
You know, that's the thing with this Marjorie Taylor Greene because it's like you should be able to say to these people, you can't threaten this violence. What you're doing is violence. You're trying to incite violence when it's like, what do you mean? There's a congressperson up there that suggested that someone hang Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
So, like, we have a problem, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Several.
You can't say at your job, I want to hang this guy who a few cubes over or tweet it, right? You can't.
That you'd probably get written up for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Arkansas shenaniganry occurring.
Fuck you.
Of course, it's Republicans.
Hey, man.
The Republicans control everything in Arkansas.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
And they're doing some really good things.
Oh, really?
With their time.
Oh, good.
Like the state Senate just passing a bill, HB 1195, which forces women seeking an abortion to call a hotline and speak with someone whose goal is to talk them out of killing their baby.
That's illegal. I thought that was illegal. I thought you couldn't do that. I thought it was illegal to say to advertise family planning services. That you get there, see all switcheroo, Jesus, go fuck yourself.
No, in California they tried that, and the Supreme Court tossed that.
The Supreme Court said you could do that.
Yeah.
Why? That's not helpful.
Because they're calling themselves family planning organizations. It doesn't mean that.
And all they want to do is stall, right? They want to stall so then you're outside the
right.
time and when you can have an abortion.
The state house already passed the bill earlier this week, so now it just needs the Republican governor's signature.
Jesus, guys.
Sponsored by State Representative Jim Dotson, a white guy, who hopes the bill will reduce abortion rates by getting those evil whores to talk to somebody who's going to talk them out of it.
You know how I know you're bullshit, you Dotson fuck? You're bullshit because you're not dealing with the pandemic. This has nothing to do with the pandemic, but yet you're having a thing about it. Go fuck yourself. Go get your community masks. Get them vaccines. Fuck off.
Well, and again, you know, the women aren't smart enough to make their own decisions for themselves. So they better call a man or call somebody who's
going to
talk them out of it. Because, you know, they don't make the right decisions. So we got to force them to call somebody.
I mean, I think I can think of 3 billion women right now that are smarter than Dotson fuckface. Get out of people's vaginas, you dick.
Dotson told the House on Monday legislation would cost between $1.2 and $1.5 million based on similar programs in other states. The health department, however, told a legislative committee last week it would cost between $4 and $5 million to develop a fund and fund the hotline and connection to services.
Okay.
So there you go. I mean, it's insane. The bill also includes a fine for doctors, $5,000 if they perform a legal abortion.
Come on.
Without first verifying that the woman called the hotline.
Listen, man.
So now you're forcing the doctors to be the hotline police.
This is the only way I can think to talk to these idiots. Take your religion out of this and just think about what's going on. Women need health care. They're going to get the health care. There are people yelling at them while they're leaving their car going in to get the health care. The government is trying to tell you you can't get this health care that you want. Doesn't that seem stupid? Idiotic. Yeah. Why are we engaged in this shit? Man, you got to vote better or something. Fuck these people.
Another embarrassment.
Woo.
For us here in Florida's first district.
Oh, shit.
As our representative.
What happened?
He's on the Judiciary Committee.
Did his really tight suit jacket just explode off his massive fucking biceps?
During a meeting of the House Judiciary Committee yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, this is so great. He's described here as conspiracy theorist, Trump supporter, and January 6th truther, Representative Matt Gaetz.
Hey, that's my representative in Congress, baby!
Here he is. This is what he considers important.
This guy is working for you, and he's working for me and the dog.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to extend a welcome to the new committee members. I'm grateful to be back on this august committee, and I understand and appreciate the significance and importance of the work that we do. And I just think it would be nice if, in the spirit of national unity and national pride, which I know we all aspire to do to a greater extent, that at the beginning of each meeting, the chair or one of the designees of the chair would have the opportunity to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We're all aware that in these times, it's important for the country to see members of Congress working together on some things. And while.
So this creepy fascist pledge that was, by the way, written and created by a socialist, which would drive them crazy. And didn't include Under God.
Okay.
By the way, until the Jesus-y 50s rammed that in there.
Under God.
He's just trying to make the Democrats say, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So that he can now say, look at the godless Dems. They hate America. They won't say the Pledge of Allegiance before every single meeting.
This guy, everything he does, it's like he sets it up so it's mostly a win situation for him with the loons.
That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Trump.
Right.
Allegiance. We're all aware that in these times, it's important for the country to see members of Congress working together on some things. And while I know that we can deal with divisive issues in the committee, it would be my hope that we could start every committee with a great unifying patriotic moment. I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. I recognize myself to speak in opposition to the amendment. It's unnecessary. The House begins every day with the Pledge of Allegiance. We're covered by that. There's no necessity to say the Pledge of Allegiance twice during the same day. So
that's it. We don't need to do this.
So Matt, go fuck yourself. You know, go fuck yourself, you wacky fascist. Does he dress like Roger Stone on purpose?
I'm sure Stone helps dress him.
Oh, literally.
Well, I don't know about in the morning, but I mean,
which necktie should I wear, Raji?
Because it really is after all that shit started happening that Gaetz started dressing a fool and
yeah,
combing his hair up straight up like
yeah. He looks like
something about Mary.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He looks like he should be playing a supporting role in one of the pet detective epic movies. Those.
So there you go. The godless Democrats,
right?
Who hate America.
He looks like Ace Ventura, pet detective. If Ace Ventura, pet detective, was a hateful fucking Nazi.
Oh yeah,
maybe.
With a 20-year-old Hispanic son.
Well, yes, of course.
And you adopted, I'm sure. Wait, you didn't really adopt him?
Yeah, I don't know. That's, you know what? That's whatever. That's just Matt Gaetz being Matt Gaetz. Here's Nestor. You know.
This one makes me crazy.
Yes.
Catholic churches were among the biggest recipients of the Paycheck Protection Program loans.
Well, now that's
during the pandemic.
That's how trickle down works. The government pays the church rapes the people, and the people sue the church civilly for the raping. And then they get the money.
By one estimate, more than 12,000 of the 17,000 Catholic churches in the United States applied for funding, most of them receiving a whole bunch of taxpayer money.
Why?
Theoretically, to keep lights on and staffers paid, since their usual cash intake was cut because they're not having their magic ceremonies on Sundays.
I hate that people's sky god bullshit is making money that people need for COVID and shit to go to places that just really, I don't know.
There's a story at the AP.
Yes.
Two journalists, Reese Dunklin and Michael Resendez.
Resendez.
The headlines there says, sitting on billions. That's with a B.
Okay.
Sitting on billions.
Right.
Catholic diocese amassed taxpayer aid.
They're sitting on it. What does that mean?
They've got billions in the bank.
Oh, where is it? Which bank? Let's go get it. What the fuck? Seriously.
So they didn't need the money. They could have kept their lights going and kept their people paid.
Right.
Without the PPP loans.
Hey, Shelby, get that Pope on the phone and tell him to just give the fucking money back. So other people can get it.
Scores of Catholic dioceses across the U.S. received aid through the PPP while sitting on well over $10 billion in cash.
Man.
Short-term investments and other available funds.
You know, if this is the craziest shit I would say if I was ever president, this is my moment where Trump's like, I'm going to nuke the hurricanes. I would say, I want to invade the Vatican. And I want to go in there on behalf of all the people these wackos have raped and tortured. We're taking their shit, we're liquidating it, and we're giving it to victims. Can we do that?
The 112 dioceses that shared their financial statements, along with churches and schools they oversee, collected at least $1.5 billion in taxpayer-backed aid.
Pourquoi? I mean, fuck, man.
A majority of these dioceses reported enough money on hand to cover at least 6 months of operating expenses, even without any new income.
Okay, assholes, then get the fucking fecal matter out of your goddamn fucking holy water, right? Because that's an issue. Right? We did that story.
Well, yeah.
Get the fecal matter out of there if you got so much fucking money. Put a little chlorine in it. Fuck you. Get the money back.
To put in perspective, as the article notes, companies like Shake Shack returned its $10 million loan after public outrage because they didn't need it. The money was meant to keep small businesses afloat, not to help large corporations that were doing just fine. But what happened? It went to all the big corporations.
Yeah. Why does the Catholic Church need a handout? I mean, They've systematically raped, tortured people over the fucking years. You're like, oh, shit, here's a pandemic. We better give you guys some money in case you're...
These are only 112 dioceses reported. They think...
Oh.
Or of the 200 dioceses, they estimate $3 billion was received in aid from us.
People living in their car, if they hear this story, they're going to want some of this money and they should have it. This is crazy. We are nuts.
That makes the Roman Catholic Church perhaps the largest beneficiary of the paycheck program.
Not on my watch, man. Why in the fuck are we allowing that? Just go get their fucking money. This is crazy. This is crazy shit. What do they need it for? Nobody should be going to church.
Well, they do have a lot of settlements to pay.
Oh, that's right. Why are we paying for it? Hey, if they, why are
don't
we?
You know how this world works.
Damn.
Why are we paying for
my
it?
My money goes to pay for a priest to rape children. Jesus, you know? Jesus is fake, too, and God is fake, and none of this exists.
Billions to the Catholic Church while they're sitting on
billions to people that spend their day profligating an equal motherfucking myth. Billions, though. Billions. Are we going to beat the coronavirus? Are we? Are we just too fucking stupid?
Let's keep the spotlight on the Catholics.
Holy shit, for man. For a moment. Oh, okay. Now this is the rape part of the story.
This is now the church, the Catholic Church in Germany.
Nine! Uh-oh. Nazis and rape.
Well, I mean, here it is.
Well, it's not fair to say Nazis because you said Germany. I mean, if you said America, you could also say Nazis.
Well, this is the 60s, so it's okay. Post-Nazi.
Right.
For several years in the 60s, starting when he was 11, Karl Hauke says he was abused by a Catholic priest. Oh, this is fucked up. It was not just physical and sexual. The priest made him relate the stories during weekly confession. So he would fuck the kid and then make the kid confess about it. Oh, God.
Hey, dog, quit barking and get Dexter on the phone. Put a guy on his list. What is that? That's sadistic. That's horrible. Oh, my God. What's wrong with this person?
The Daily Beast writes... of this lawsuit that this guy's filed and now the investigations they've done, they've literally found out that some of these fucking nuns were selling orphans to sex predators.
What? What? Orphans?
The lawsuit alleged orphan boys living in the boarding houses of the Order of the Sisters of the Divine Redeemer.
Jeez. Well, rename
were
that.
Were sold or loaned for weeks at a time to predatory priests and businessmen in a sick rape trade.
Wow, this is the rape part of the story. And the Catholic Church needs to stop. Why do they exist? Really?
Because religion. The men involved in the lawsuit say as boys, they were denied being adopted out or sent to foster families because selling them for rape lined the sisters' coffers for their convent of horrors. Some of the boys were groomed to be sex slaves for perverts.
God, jeez. Wow. The Catholic Church, I'm sorry you tried. I'm not sorry. You tried. You failed. You're horrible. Pack up your knives. Get the fuck out.
One guy said the nuns drugged him frequently and would deliver him to predators' apartments.
Fuck.
The report names various German businessmen and complicit clergy who rented the young boys from the nuns, who ran a convent in Speyer, Germany between the 60s and 70s. Among the worst instances of abuse were gangbangs and orgies the young boys were forced to participate in. Before being returned to the convent, where the nuns would punish them for wrinkling their clothing or being covered in semen.
God damn it! Fuck the Catholics! Fuck you motherfuckers! Honestly, go fuck yourself! God!
Yeah, you gotta convince me that the... Well, this is that whole amazing debate with...
We're storming the Capitol? Really?
With... Stephen Fry and Christopher Hitchens when they took on those two Catholics.
Yeah.
And the premise was the Catholic Church is a force of good in the world. and Christopher Hitchens, obviously, Stephen Fry took up the opposite.
It's insane to
what a horror show.
Well, how else? Of course they're a force of evil.
Yeah, that was the
conclusion of the people watching the debate was that the Catholics did not do a good job of defending themselves, that the Catholic Church is an overall force of good.
You know, it's maybe the Catholics are, do they have an application process or anything?
What do you mean?
Like, I want to be a priest. What do I fill out? Do I fill out something or take a thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be able to suck a golf ball through a garden hose for at least 3 yards.
Wow, 3 yards. Well, sorry, we're on the metric system.
Can I do a meter instead?
Fuck!
It's actually a little bit more.
Absolutely. Then confess it.
What a horrible...
But then confess it. The guy rapes him, and then the kid has to confess to the guy that raped him about the rape. Is that right?
Yeah. He's got to talk about it to him. That is some amazingly fucked up shit.
God doesn't exist, right? But it's sad Dexter doesn't exist, because that's how this guy should fucking end up. You know? I mean, for reals. Fuck this. God. There's no Jesus. Quit doing fucked up shit in the name of stuff that doesn't exist, or quit doing fucked up shit.
Good news?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know. This is... Indiana.
Okay. It's good news, though.
An appeals court has ruled that a nativity scene outside a Indiana courthouse is constitutional.
That's
not good news.
Oh, damn. Even if it was good news that it isn't, like, you can't have your Jesus all up in our assholes, it would still be like, that would be a win against the nativity scene. But then at the same part, we have all these religious people raping kids. It's like, it's the war on religion. Religion is winning. That's all. Bigly.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a warning letter to the officials about the display. The county didn't budge. In fact, they held a rally where two commissioners spoke in favor of the display and others prayed.
But it's a separation of church and state. You know, if they could be adults about this. But, you know, they aren't. Everyone's wearing masks, though, correct?
Right.
In whatever thing we're at, arguing.
But I guess they're arguing that because it's a former, now it's no longer a courthouse.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah.
It's a former private thing. Then they used to have the nativity scene there. Then it got turned into the courthouse, and now they can't have it there because it's a courthouse. Is that the deal? Guess what? Shit happens. Put it somewhere else.
This is only a 3-judge panel, so it'll probably get kicked up to the full appeals court. It was 2-1.
2-1 saying, oh, in favor of the Jesus.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Shame on you.
We conclude the county's nativity scene is constitutional because it fits within a long national tradition of using the nativity scene in broader holiday displays to celebrate the origins of Christmas, a public holiday. So that's, they're using that kind of shitty, decision that, about that cross in Maryland where they said it was, you know, over a certain age. They tried to say
that's like, the dumbest shit ever.
And that's how the cross here is getting by too.
It's always been there.
Maybe shouldn't be there, but because it's been there so long, it no longer has a religious connotation. It's a giant cross.
Well, and things evolve and people change. They get smarter, believe it or not. Not a lot of people, but some people do. I mean, things move forward. You discover shit. There's penicillin. I don't know. You want to live in the past? Okay, we can add the cross up there. Then you don't get penicillin.
Right.
God.
The same judge wrote in his dissent, I disagree with the majority's result because of the specific facts. The religious content dominates the county's Christmas display here. Viewed in its entirety and its context, the display therefore sends a strong message of government endorsement of Christianity.
That is an amazing thing. That guy just said, I don't agree with these people based on the facts.
So basically, they're saying they've got to appeal this and knock this down, because otherwise they're saying any longstanding Christian display is fine then.
Oh yeah,
it's been
absolutely
there for a while. So hey,
but the okay. Then,
but what about the Satanists? We get equal time. Oh no, that's you haven't. It hasn't been the tradition. So
was that the argument in the civil rights movement? They're like, hey, well, black people have been able to vote for a long time. Why should we allow them now? Is that the same fucking argument?
That's still their argument.
Are you gonna get the coronavirus shot? I mean, that's progress, right?
So hopefully they'll be appealing this to the en banc, to the whole appeals court.
Yeah.
Because this was a 2-1, just 3-judge panel.
The thing is, if I was, I would be like, if you're the guy in charge of setting up this goddamn fucking manger scene, which all it is, I imagine, is a bunch of hay and some wooden shit you got to lug out there. Are you dealing with real animals or is it fake animals?
Fake, I think.
Blow up inflatables. So it's like a lot of bullshit where you can pull your back. You think about it like this. Now you don't have to do it. You got out of it. Why don't you think of it like that?
A few minutes left here in the big show.
Yay!
Good thing these Christians are forgiving. preacher.
Yay.
Really cray.
Yeah.
This is Todd Bentley is his name.
Okay.
In the past said that he has personally raised 35 people from the dead.
Why keeping count? That's good. Would you keep count? Would you keep count or?
Well, I guess, yeah.
That's 40. You know, I would too. It's a big deal.
Put a notch somewhere.
Right.
Well, what's happening?
He's now fallen on the floor, and he's it looks like he's having a seizure.
Slid down the outer leg onto the floor. I said, God, I've prayed for like 100 crippled people, not one. He said, that's because I want you to grab that lady's crippled legs and bang them up and down on the platform like a baseball bat. I walked up and I grabbed her legs and I started going, be healed, be healed. I started banging them up and down on the platform. She got healed. And I'm thinking, God, why is not the power of God moving? He said, because you haven't kicked that woman in the face. And there's this older lady worshiping right in front of the platform. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The gift of faith came on me. He said, kick her in the face.
What?
With your biker boot. I inched closer and I went like this. Bam! And just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
Is that a comedy act where somebody's pretending to be a
no?
That's real.
This is this guy.
That's not like a Bill Hicks rant making fun of a preacher. That's a real guy.
No,
Kick somebody.
At one point, God, I hope I have this audio. Oh, I don't.
Shit.
Was
he screaming?
He said he was in Uganda in 2002, spreading the word of the Lord.
Oh, good.
They brought a woman that had been to witch doctors and all the magic soothsayers and whatever she could do to get healed because she had breast cancer. She was standing in the crowd. The power of God came over her and she grew a brand new breast. Right after that, they brought in two more people onto the platform. The woman was born without the parts that a woman needs and the man as well because of a cancerous tumor. Both of them were instantly healed.
Jeez.
So he grew a boob, a hoo-ha, and a willy.
Wow, that's a full day's work there, preacher. Jeez.
Man.
I mean, I you know, maybe that's when you just hang it up. Am I going to have a better day at work than that? No. Everything else is a disappointment. Going to something else, maybe.
August 2019, one of Bentley's colleagues spoke out against him.
Yeah.
They both were part of a ministry called Fresh Fire USA. But his partner, Stephen Powell, said Bentley has a perverse sexual addiction, including both homosexual and heterosexual activity.
He's a preacher, and what do you mean? Like, does he get handsy with the people he's trying to heal?
Bentley also made sexual advances towards his own interns.
Yeah, that's just something these Jesus people do that all the time. I mean, you know.
There were screenshots of him asking a young single online student of his to send pictures of herself on multiple occasions, asking her what she was wearing, asking for long hugs when they met.
Yeah.
Numerous other inappropriate or disturbing suggestions.
Yeah.
There was a male intern who claims that Todd offered to pay him $1,000 to allow him to blow him.
Wow, how lucky!
To perform oral sex on the male intern.
Yes. It's standard procedure here at this evangelical operation. Everybody gets blowjobs.
And a grand, apparently, if you get the blowjob.
Blowjob and a grand. 10 hundies, single stack.
Another male intern who claims Todd offered to pay him $500 to send Todd a video of him masturbating.
Wait a second. One guy's got to suck a dick or $1,000.
No, he's getting his dick sucked.
Oh, right. Okay.
Todd wanted to suck that guy's dick and give him $1,000 to do it.
But then this other guy's just got to send in a video and you get $500.
A jerk-off video.
Wow. What, is this a jerk? What is this?
Todd allegedly also made out with his young female assistant to whom he's not married.
Okay. Well.
He also smoked weed with a male intern.
Well.
And then offered the male intern sex.
Doobie and my dick.
He watched porn, cursed, and was a swinger with his wife.
Oh, okay. Well. Well, wait. What does this guy do again?
He's a preacher.
Okay. In what? Like, fucking? Is he in God?
Well,
shit?
No,
is he,
yeah.
You know?
So, he's gone.
Okay.
Didn't
work out.
But,
it's just not a good fit.
A leadership panel issued a statement saying Bentley was no longer qualified to run any sort of ministry.
Oh, okay. Well,
based on our careful review of numerous firsthand reports, some of them dating back to 2004, we state our theological opinion, and can say with one voice without a doubt, Todd is not qualified to serve in leadership or ministry.
How many jerk-off videos does this preacher have on VHS?
But a week ago, he sent out a statement.
Okay.
The purpose of this letter is to share some of the things that we are moving forward with that the Lord has made clear. It was last summer in July, August 2020, I had a series of angelic encounters, visions, and personal encounters with the Lord that were absolutely life-changing.
Okay.
At the same time, Jess and I used this time to see healing and incredible restoration in our own lives and marriage.
So what was it? He went out to the woods, had an orgy at some camp, feels better. Now he's back, ready for Jesus.
Revival Harvest Ministries is born, Ryan.
Listen, you got to be careful around these church people.
So he started his own gig with no church elders, no hierarchy.
Oh.
He's independent. He doesn't need anybody anymore.
Is that how this story ends up?
Yeah. He's back. He decided he needs money.
Where's the consequence? Just how it goes. You work. I think it's against the law. You can't just tell your employees, hey, $500 bonus if you send me a jerk off video, or $1,000 bonus if you let me blow you. Like, that's illegal.
Yeah.
You know,
interns.
Oh, yeah. That's illegal.
Interns.
Right. Right.
Young.
Yeah. It sounds like. Yeah. This sounds like typical evangelical shit, though.
Right. And
Catholic
then, and,
shit,
right,
too.
Right.
It's all Jesus shit. It's funny. There's a whole book. It's all about Jesus. But nobody involved in Jesus has anything to do with that fucking book. What they are involved with was lots of fucking, you know, and lots of crazy fucking rape shit.
And they ignore, you know, a lot of what that character said.
Oh, yeah, they have no fucking idea.
like loving the poor.
But they don't have time, though. When are they
turning cheeks and shit.
But, yeah, well, spreading cheeks, more like it. Like, when do these Catholic fuckers have time to learn anything about Jesus? They're always raping, like, always.
Well, yeah.
No time.
Yeah. You need a lot of carbs.
God. and adrenochrome. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Get it. Oh, my God. We got to get going, but holy shit. Breaking big news here. Yeah. Fox News just canceled Lou Dobbs' show.
Oh, shit, Lou. He's getting sued. He's getting sued by one of those voting machines.
This journalist here from the Daily Beast said, is it just a coincidence that Lou Dobbs' show is canceled the day after Smartmatic sued Fox for $2.7 billion?
Bye-bye, Lou. Bye-bye, Lou. Go fuck yourself. How is, you know...
And this is... Oh, my God. He's the highest rated show on Fox Business.
Oh, how sad. How sad for a fucking planet.
Lou Dobbs, by far the highest rated host on the Fox Business Network, has been canned. Tonight, it was his final broadcast. According to LA Times, Dobbs remains under contract, but he will... in all likelihood, not appear on the network again.
Yay! Okay.
Holy shit.
Wow, Lou, jeez. Well, I...
Says Fox is under enormous legal pressure from a pair of voting tech companies, Dominion and Smartmatic, because Dobbs and other hosts keep making false claims about the companies while perpetuating Trump's lies about election fraud. So now Lou is going to be crying.
Oh, yes.
That the evil deep state got him.
Cry upon a very sturdy cross and go fuck yourself.
Wow, that's really great news.
Yeah, hey.
That's starting off my weekend with really good news. That is fuck not, Lou Dobbs.
Yeah, I'll see you on OAN, though, right?
Oh, yeah, or something. Yeah, well, yeah.
And by the way, you can ask all you want. No podcasts on the Crab Diving Network, Lou. I'm sorry. We don't have space for you.
Right. Although, talk about your ratings first.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every weekday next week, 5 to 7 Eastern if you're on the East. Otherwise, download us as a podcast wherever the fuck you want on podcast apps. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet, radarcomedy.com, radarcomedy on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great, safe, COVID-free weekend, everybody. And we will see you all on...
I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy. And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.